As for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
Rest! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution
in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Good morning. It's time for the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. And I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio and join us today. You can change the world in this time of universal deceit. We just have to speak the truth, not follow the perpetrated lies that we see every day from the mainstream bullshit machine. ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, of course, CNN, and the printed spectrum that runs from the New York Times and the Washington Post to the Crowell Media Group to many others, to Time and Life magazines. Today it's a internet world of misinformation and disinformation. So join us for the deep dive. Join us to find the truth. That's what's important. It doesn't matter how we get there, as long as we get to the truth, not the scripted mind control that we get from the mainstream Hollywood media that wants to tell you a story, take you into their confidence, and then, well, baffle you with bullshit. Anyway, yeah, call in and listen. 518-906-1839. That's, you can call in and listen to Revolution Radio. And if you ever was worried about it, now all the streams, Hawk's Nest, Studio A, Studio B, they are, how should we say it, encrypted. So, yeah, just another piece of safety here at Revolution Radio. Yeah, come on down and join us in the Chatsy chat room. Yeah, Driver Dan just come in a minute ago with Mitchell and Harry and Crow and Lone Gunman, Valerie and Mecky. Lady Horse was here a little bit ago. God bless her. She lost her husband, Steve, yesterday. Yeah. God bless him. Sheared Sheep and Gino 2017, William W.H. DeVoe over in Scotland. Yes, Omega Logos from down in Australia. Cranberry. No, it's Canberra. Blah, too, and Wally, and Pat the Rabbit, or Nat the Rabbit, Jer Bear, and May Street 139, and a Mad, and Blessing, and Dirt Engineer, Malaya, Nesso Manian, Mr. Rowe, and Popsicle Toes, and In the Kitchen is in the house. Mecky and Dave just wrapped up her show. I see Dave dropped out of the chat room. Hey, Dave, I hope y'all are doing great. God bless you. Oh, gosh, you know, Spread Love 9/11 down in Australia. Got a show here Monday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. Tuesday, 7 to 8 a.m. Mecky and Dave on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wednesday mornings, we have, Bryce and God, that's embarrassing. Oh, I can't even remember the shows. And Friday morning is Joaquin Hogapon. Author and, about ancient cultures and, you know, the roadmap from the past leads to today. I think that's, one thing that we, have to know and understand for sure. That bugs me. That bugs me. I don't know the morning show for, From Z to Infinity with Zoe. Yeah, that's right. On Wednesday mornings, 8 to 10, or 6 to 8 a.m. I keep saying that, but I'm on 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., the Trump Assassination Files. The deep dive into the political assassination of Donald J. Trump by the machine. And the system lords decided Donald Trump shouldn't be president. So they did everything they could within the government and without the government to an attempt to damage the Trump presidency. Tonight we have Gene Douglas is coming on. He's an author. He's got a Substack. You can find him over on Substack.com. And we're going to talk Trump-Russia collusion. And I hope to get hope if we what works out right, maybe some other people will join. And we'll have a, you know, a Trump-Russia roundtable. And really, we need that. You know, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, I was trying to start a Trump Assassination Files conference. You know, just as JFK has been effectively covered up by the federal government. What we see is this managed and controlled cover up by the federal government of Trump-Russia collusion, the plot to damage a president that the powers that should not be didn't like. That's the real truth. Those are the facts that we see on the ground. Yeah. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Anyway, let's see. Let's see. Oops. Just checking the messages. I hear some messages pop in and I'm like, was that for me? No. Okay. All right. Let's get down to it. Let's get calling and listen. 518-906-1839. And join us here in Studio A. Well, let's see. What is the biggest news and information that you never hear about? Of course, it's the Pfizer vaccine studies and the other studies and the evidence that is coming out that the, how should we say it? The Center for Disease Control, the National Institutes of Health, lied. They lied. They lied about pregnant women and the vaccine. They lied about the fact that they didn't know that so-called protection dissipated, evaporated, you know, left your ass, so to speak, in a spectacularly fast fashion. This is another reason why the Center for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration, that's why they changed the standards of what a vaccine is. Because it's clearly that the Pfizer vaccine, this mRNA gene therapy, is not a vaccine. It's a treatment, okay? It's a treatment. It is not a vaccine. A vaccine would prevent infection. All of these vaccines for COVID do not stop infection, period. End of story. They do not help the body provide a long-term immune response, which we know. We know. Myocarditis, inflammation. We'll just, you know, I expand the myocarditis stuff, you know, the pericarditis and all that, you know, the inflammation of the heart that's caused by the vaccine. Okay. I have always expanded that, and I've explained to the doctors that I deal with at the VA hospital in Salem, Virginia, that it was my belief that the biggest problem I had with COVID when I had it and the variants that I see come through is inflammation. And, you know, pericarditis, myocarditis, you know, that's basically inflammation of the heart. People that have arthritis, people that have other problems are seeing an uptick in inflammation-related diseases. But we're seeing an uptick in all kind of diseases that people don't know where they're coming from now. In Japan, for example, in Japan, there is also an outbreak of, I believe it's some kind of hepatitis. And they don't know where in the hell it's really coming from. It's not a normal, you know, hepatitis outbreak. We know that the people that got double and triple vaxxed are now more susceptible to colds and flus and viruses themselves as their body, its defense mechanisms, some of them have been shut off. So the mRNA vaccine can effectively do its work. Or I shouldn't call it the mRNA COVID treatment, the vaccine treatment, because it's not a vaccine. You know, I conflate those two, and I shouldn't, because this is not a vaccine. It's a treatment. Anyway, the treatment has horrible side effects. Yeah. So people are, people should be extremely wary of what they do and don't do when it comes to their health. I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice. I just tell you what I do for myself. I'm not the healthiest person. In fact, I live an unhealthy lifestyle. I know it. I've been working on that, but you know, sugar addictions and food addictions, whether people want to realize it and know it or not, those addictions are as strong as cocaine, heroin, and other addictions. So, you know, it's a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a thing. California. Let's change topic. California. Judge strikes down law and forcing companies to appoint women to their corporate boards. The court eviscerated California's unconstitutional gender quota mandate. Yes, gender quota mandate is no different than a racist quota mandate. It is, how should we say it? It's a farce. It's a complete farce. The government ordering private corporations and private individuals to compel corporate boards to seat up to 3 female identifying directors. Identifying directors is the key terminology here. In other words, they want people appointed that are essentially gay and lesbian so they can further this idea that the LGBTQ community is a, you know, large minority. In fact, it is just a small minority. I'm not saying they should be stuffed on and they should be stamped on, but what pisses me off is that, you know, the LGBT community has gone from get out of my bedroom to I demand to indoctrinate your children into the sexuality that the teacher believes that they should be. That's a problem. California thinking they can order companies to hire X number, you know, of women in roles that whatever role it is, it doesn't matter. It's unconstitutional. You can't have all women. You can't have all men. You know, you can't set up hiring policies there that the remedy for discrimination or alleged discrimination is more discrimination. And that's a serious problem today. There's a certain community believes that they should be treated special. That they shouldn't be held to the same standards of law that the rest of us have. That they should get bail. That they shouldn't go to jail. Really. A racist black dude can run over 60 people in a parade and make bail and get bail. Meanwhile, another racist whitey liberal, and he's a racist whitey liberal. He was this bastard in Buffalo. By the way, he was not a conservative just because the media says he was. That's the problem, isn't it? The media wants to ingrain a certain point of view. And it's a joke. It's a joke. Today, you know, of course, today, I guess, is Tuesday. The Joe Biden is going to fly up to Buffalo and bait the racism, because that's all Democrats have. They always have been the party of the Confederacy, the party of racism, the party of division, the party of hate. Democrats went from trying to stop discrimination to instituting and installing and demanding that their own style of racism against individuals and people. Yeah, it's a pretty idiocracy. Militancy in these movements is, when I say militancy, I mean they've been weaponized. Not that they're basically turning into a militia or some kind of other organization, military type organization. It's just everything is so weaponized. Everything. You can't get away from it. And that's the thing. And if you don't recognize it and you don't use it and you don't stand and fight with it, you look as gutless and ballless and as inept and as wimpy as the Republican Party does when it fights the Democrat Party. And I don't know why the Republican Party backs down to a bunch of frickin' racists of the South. Because that's what the Democrat Party is. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery. It's the party of Jim Crow. In fact, it's the party of Jim Crowvid. It's also the party of Big Mother Ever. You know, Big Brother's long gone. You know, we just got Big Mother Effer today. In fact, hopefully later today I'll get my video uploaded. And I'm starting up a Patreon page. So if anybody wants to support me, they can find me over on Patreon. And I've got some stuff to put up there yet, but I just kind of opened the basic account. Anyway, so remember that... change the world. You can do it. You know, but you can't do it using old school tactics. You can't do it trying to be reasonable with unreasonable jackasses. I don't I don't like or approve that politics has been, has come to where it is today. I believe we should be able to talk to each other, to work out some differences, but in the end, the laws in the United States of America are supposed to change very, very slowly. See, it's my belief. It's my belief that between the 100 state representatives that are supposed to be the senators and the difference between the federal government and the U.S. House of Representatives, the people's representatives, right? That there's a group called the Federalists. You can look them up. They basically want this massive power for the federal government and little weeny power for the states. And so, you know, the states are essentially like a county, you know, to the federal government, which it's not supposed to be. Remember, that's not supposed to be. Okay. The federal government has become so big, overwhelming, over demanding, you know, they've essentially become, you know, the center city and all the other states and regions, or, you know, the FEMA regions, you know, they're all, you know, they all supposed to, serve Washington DC. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's why we have a constitutional republic. That's why we're supposed to have distributed powers, and the federal government has seized most of those. And the fight to get them back is going on now. We'll be back. We'll return in a minute. A few minutes.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us today. Yeah, hey, did you see that Pennsylvania Senate race with that dipshit Dr. Oz, the ultra-mega candidate, Barnett, and McCormick? Two of the three can drop off the planet and we would never even care because they are members and lackeys of the World Economic Forum. Donald Trump, in yet another dumbass move, is supporting Dr. Oz, a World Economic Forum candidates. Donald Trump, once again, just as in 2016, he's making some bonehead moves, putting people in place that are gonna screw him wide open without a condom on in the government. I'm telling you that right now. These are system lords. These people, you know, listen, Dr. Oz should go back on TV and keep flaming the flames, I guess, for himself. I don't know. I really don't give a flying fudge about Dr. Oz. Now, the Barnett girl. Yes, Barnett. If you're in Pennsylvania and you give a shit about the country, I don't care if you give a shit about the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, the Libertarians, or whoever. But if you're going to vote for the only woman that would stand there on the podium and say what they're about to do, say what's going down, to tell the truth, Kim, I believe, is her name Kim Barnett? Yeah, Kathy Barnett. Kathy Barnett. You want to talk about what a real patriot politician does? This is it, right here.
This right here is just common sense.
We need
to walk as free people. We need to remember that that COVID does not trump the U.S. Constitution.
And this right here, fucking savage.
We need people who are going to be fighters. We don't need people who are globalists in the way that they have lived their lives and ran their business. And although I think you're a magnanimous individual, but you and your corporation, McCormick, you are a part of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, you, as well as you, Oz.
Don't!
They're both part of the World Economic Forum.
Gosh, I wish she hadn't mentioned that I'm a bootlicker from my lord and master, Klaus. You'll own nothing and be happy, Schwab.
And that right there is exactly how you do it.
Yeah, so Kathy Barnett called out Oz and McCormick on the stage. And see, this is what should be done in every debate. If you want to set yourself apart to be an American instead of some puppet from some foreigner, yeah. That's a good Bronx cheer for all those World Economic fellows and ladies. And hey, I know, while we're at it, let's add the Bilderberg Group, you know, and the Dravos crowd. Let's add the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. Yeah. I think it's those groups. And you know, we got a bunch of really bad think tanks that essentially these think tanks that are influencing our government are part of the unwarranted and unwanted influence that people are peddling in Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's a crazy. It's a sad thing that people don't hold our politicians accountable. I mean, people, we have free speech. Your politicians are not under oath when they talk to you, and they will lie through their freaking teeth. If you haven't figured that out by now, God help us all. If you don't understand now that politicians lie to get elected, and the ones that tell you the truth, that don't candy coat it, that don't sugarcoat it, that don't promise you a chicken, don't promise you some gas in your car, a check every month, or, you know, once a year or some shit. I mean, it's... It's like the American elected is a spoiled little brat, and they're in the grocery store, and Uncle Sammy and Auntie Martha are taking their spoiled little brat shopping to the grocery store. And that little kid, that child, is sitting there on the floor screaming and crying, I want my candy, I want my candy, I want my fentanyl, I want my open borders, I want. That's the kind of shit we have for a voter base and a constituency today. They've all forgotten the Constitution that, as I've tried to explain before, it's mental illness. It's like these dipshit for brains in the big cities and in the hoods. You know, the stands. You know, stands. You know, where black people live. Oh, well, we got to pump all the money into it. All the after school programs and all the night programs and all the before school and all the during school and all the other programs. Listen, if they're not raised properly when they're young, it won't matter how many after school banquets or basketball games, picnics and barbecues and whatevers that you have. We don't have a racism problem in the United States of America. We definitely have a discipline and a personal responsibility problem, don't we? Yeah. Yeah, let's let the gangbangers out on bail so they can go gangbang again. Jesus, what the hell's the matter with people? What's the matter with the people in the cities that's complain and bitch about all the shootings, all the robberies, and one, don't have a clue. In all honesty, don't have a clue. Because the statistics and the stuff that they listen to has been gamed on them, so they don't know. Remember all the police shootings and remember all the black shootings in New York City and all, you know, it was absolutely ridiculous. It's an exercise in mind control when they do this stuff. When they convince people that, you know, police are being shot left and right. Police are just murdering blacks every time they come to see them. You know, I mean, this is just a, this is just such a fat lie. But, you know, you really haven't heard any of the big media retract all of their lies about all this stuff. No, of course not. Of course not. Because they don't give you the whole story. They give you the cherry-picked, biased point of view. Am I biased? Yeah, I am sometimes. I have to try work against it. You know? And I keep coming back. Yeah, God, I have to forgive everybody. I can't take it personal. You know? And each individual makes a difference. It's a hell of a thing that, you know, that you have to do today. It's crazy. I mean, free speech is free speech, right? The politician can lie to you. shouldn't eighth graders, for example, in school and elsewhere, should they use the wrong pronoun? Should it be considered sexual harassment? You know, using the wrong pronoun, is that sexual harassment? No. It's absolutely free speech. And that is the thing, isn't it? It's absolutely free speech. But now, because of the LGBTQ, this gender dysphoria craziness that we're living in, children are demanded, commanded, and compelled to use pronouns of a person's choice. Keel, Wisconsin. School district has filed a Title IX complaint against three eighth graders. Their high crime was the failure to use grammatically incorrect plural pronouns, they and them, to refer to a single student. This, even though school officials apparently have failed to do the same, according to attorneys representing the students. This is from the mainstream media at MSN, Microsoft News. And, yeah. Anyway, this, according to the article, this deranged view of tolerance and inclusivity calls for all dissent to be forcibly shut down, even if it comes from 13-year-olds. Okay? 13-year-olds have free speech. Okay? When we are setting up standards to have to effectively stop what some people would have name calling. Okay. Name calling, you know, in school. Yes. Oh, you use a bad word. No, I said he and she, or, and I didn't say they and them. That's name calling today. Oh. Yeah, thank you there, Lone Gunman. Lone Gunman said, I think he's the first person to become my first person on Patreon to help me out. Thank you. God bless you. Oh, gosh, man, I'm telling you, it's a hell of a thing. But suspension, expulsion from school for not using the correct pronouns. I think somebody has a problem in their brain. Really, it's that crazy. That crazy. Meanwhile, in other crazy news, Binance, a cryptocurrency place, their Luna was a crypto coin. The world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, had potential to reap mega earnings from Terra's UST stablecoin before it crashed. And then its sister cryptocurrency, Luna, also crashed. In 2018, Binance put $3 million, American Fed dollars, into Luna and received 15 million tokens in return for the 3 million. At Luna's peak in April, just a few months ago, that 15 million, those 15 million tokens, were, worth $1.6 billion. Now, if they would have cashed them out, in April, you know, they would be probably be sued because all the other people lost their ass. But anyway, as of now, or as of yesterday, Luna's price, the tokens that they bought, the 15 million tokens, have a cash value of $2,391. Now, despite that big loss, Binance still wants retail traders who lost money during Luna's crash to be reimbursed before Binance is. Anyway, they're going to lead by trying to protect users, which, you know, if you think about it, it is it's going to be an impossibility. And they're probably just going to take the big ones that are going to sue them first and try to give the rest a, percentage of whatever they might be, looking at. Anyway, yeah. So, flip-flop real fast. Everything seems to be phony today. As I said, everything seems to be phony. Here's one for you. Musk in purchasing Twitter. Okay. I talked briefly about this yesterday, and Donald Trump said Elon Musk will end up not buying Twitter. And the reason is because of the bots. Because the number of really users that are certified, whoever they are, and it's like me. I'm on Twitter. I've been on Twitter for a number of years, and they still will not verify me. Me being Mitchell Bupp. At Mitch Bupp is my Twitter handle, my Twitter feed. Okay, I post some stuff there. I post there quite a bit, a little bit. And I've been shadow banned. I've been pushed down all of my algorithms. I've been just almost wiped out on Twitter. When Google Plus, before that social media platform ended, I had a pretty good following on there, And I would blast out to all the communities that I had joined, and you know, 150, 160,000 people a morning on there. But anyway, so Twitter, you know, I like Twitter, but it is such a regulated algorithmic thought process today. And, you know, we have to understand that all the algorithms that we are seeing on the internet, on social media platforms, that these are learning and teaching algorithms, and that they are not just censoring information and news, but they are teaching you and brainwashing you how to be the consummate slave. That's the things that I see going on Facebook and on Twitter and on the biggest social media platforms, on TikTok and such. You know, TikTok is, you know, Chinese government's propaganda, one of the Chinese government's propaganda system, you know, to not only to sexualize, but to, you know, destroy the innate character of your children. And see, this is one of the things that I don't know if liberals care about or not, but honesty, integrity, and character. You know, those things, if we're going to groom children into mindsets and to ideologies, these are the things that we should be instilling in them. We shouldn't be, you know, essentially telling children that essentially in kindergarten that they are, how should we say it? That they are to be sexualized. You know, it's like, you know, the only way I know to explain it so people can understand the concept in a commonly known fashion, is that you ever see kids that grew up with their grandmothers and their grandparents, and they're, you know, they're more polite, they're shy, they're kind of mostly shy, they're reserved. Sometimes men take that type as feminine, and it's not. It's still masculine. It's just it's well-behaved, disciplined masculinity. It's not the, you know, the run-amok hormones on raging, you know, craziness, usually. That can come later. But, you know, if you get that base programming down and you get that, you know, you get that stuff straight when they're young and they have good thinking skills, you'll be surprised at how far a kid can go in their life. But if they're, instead of being, you know, taught manners and stuff and reservedness and composure and stuff by their grannies, you know, too often, you know, they're indoctrinated into some other type of mindset. And, you know, that mindset makes a difference. So, you know, if you have a child that believes the world owes him everything, and they're essentially in your face and commanding and demanding it when they're not essentially out there trying to work for it and earn it, you know, it's crazy. But if you have kids in school that are indoctrinated into sexualism, so to speak, into a sexual lifestyle, you know, that's opposite kind of what the grandmother, you know, effect that has on that child. And, you know, we have to understand that, you know, many people send their children off to college. And after 4 years, sometimes they don't recognize those kids. Really. I mean, it's a tough thing for parents and kids and everybody, you know? It really is. Let me get back here where I was a minute ago, back to Elon Musk and the Twitter deal. Bots everywhere. Training your brain, training your mind. I went off that tangent, didn't I? And they say Musk said that 20% fake spam accounts, while four times what Twitter claims could be much higher, has offered. My offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate. He added yesterday, Twitter's CEO publicly refused to show proof of 5% bots. That's what that is. This deal cannot move forward until he does. Twitter declined comment. You know, Musk's latest salvo over the inauthentic counts is a problem, he said, and he wants to get rid of it on Twitter. But listen, you cannot get rid of them if Twitter is essentially a mind control platform. It's the same way with fake accounts over on Facebook and face accounts everywhere. The companies have these fake accounts and these algorithms, essentially, that, how should we say it? If you are going to provide content that is teaching and learning and evolving a person's viewpoint, in other words, you're, what do they call that? Grooming them, indoctrinating them. We'll be back.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain.
Then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Alright, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And my name's Mitchell Bupp. I'm streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen, and let's get the straight truth, not that mainstream mind control. Haven't you slept enough in your life? You don't need to be awake and sleeping at the same time as your subconscious controls everything you do. Hit that snooze button on that mainstream media. Stop the subconscious mind control that you get day in and day out. Let's get over here, news and information. So join us. Don't forget tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., the Trump assassination files. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Trump assassination files coming at you tonight. Special guest Gene coming on. We're going to do a deep dive into the Trump-Russia collusion. And, yeah, you know, he's his one thing, Russian sleuth gang. You know, they do their homework and do not speculate. So the discussions have been about court filings and FOIA requests. So, you know, it's not conspiracy nonsense. Most of them, you know, used pseudonyms and pseudonym names and the anonymous names because they don't want to know who they are. So, yeah. Yeah. So many people today are afraid to get cancel cultured. You know, they're afraid to, you know, like my local newspaper, I think they're half of them are afraid to write stories, you know, that I send them or ideas that I put to them. Or, you know, when I ran for, when I tried to run for office, got sick in 2020 and kind of really, wow, that really shot me in the butt. But I'm going to get back and I'm going to push forward with some stuff and we'll see how things work out. It's crazy time. I mean, it seems like everybody that is kind of on an edge has moved themselves further out into the crazy spectrum. You know, people are under a lot of stress. And, you know, my thing is, you know, I can't let that stress push me over the edge and push me to where I lose my control and my emotions kick in and I'm not thinking. I'm just reacting and going, and that is yeah. It's crazy as that sounds. But we can talk about the truth. The media, they can just make up whatever they want. And they do. Please understand, politicians don't have to tell you the truth. The news, the information you get on the news and in media from the newspapers or from wherever, it doesn't have to be true. It really is a wrap-up smear world, I guess you could call it, that we live in. Yeah. Anyway, remember, let me remember. 518-906-1839 to call in to studio and listen to Studio A. Call to listen to Studio B. 518-906-1859. So Studio A and Studio B, listen to them live. That's the best way to do it. So 2020 election, you know, it's a little early for the 911 minute, but we'll start a little early because this might take more than 1 minute. Yeah, hey, let's see. Come on down. Join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yes, let's see. Captain K's Corner. That's right. S. Keschel on Substack. Captain Seth Keschel. The best way to understand the dysfunctional 2020 election is to see that California's election processes, shortcuts, tricks, tactics, techniques, and procedures were exported to the entire nation against the laws of most states. One of the major election tricks championed by California's renegade government is the practice of ballot harvesting. And that's essentially what happened. 74 harvesting mules and rings, where and when and how they did it. Wow. I can't get to the full article, I guess. The ballots were picked up at pre-designated headquarters and sent by mules throughout the surrounding counties. If we are to view the mule operation as we would a military operation, each major ring had an assigned area for dropping off ballots, often crossing state lines and designed for the purpose of either tipping a state for Biden or giving the illusion of Democrat control of counties destined to flip Trump. Anyway, yeah, so this is on Substack.com, Captain K's Corner, it's called, and S. Keschel. There's no doubt, you know, that the ballot harvesting happened, and it was illegal in most states, including Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Arizona. essentially the four to five states that would have swung the election to Donald Trump. Now, I won't lie. I had a whistleblower call me at, how should we say it, early one morning. And he asked me a question. He says, Mitch, I don't know. We're confused. I said, what's the matter? He says, well, we're seeing ballots. We saw ballots loaded onto an airplane in Arizona, sent to Indianapolis, okay, Indianapolis, and on the Indy Express, sent by the United States Postal Service, in bundles, many in bundles, many loose, but the tin itself of contained ballots that appeared to be all ballots was estimated to be 3 to 4 tons. Okay, it wasn't a few hundred. It was a mass printing and then mailing of ballots. Now, the question is, were these ballots printed outside of the system? You know, I was just had that thought, you know, as a conspiracy type thinker, okay? As a conspiracy thinker, okay? You know, if you had an old copy of the voter rolls and you had all the templates and you had the money, you could essentially print ballots. Your own ballots, mail them to, you know, send them out and then mix them in the mail and then have the ballots essentially picked up at the residences. And then you essentially, you know, fill them out and harvest them. I don't know if that happened. God, that would be massive conspiracy, wouldn't it? But, you know, those ballots, there was no doubt that those ballots for the Georgia runoff race were not printed or manufactured or whatever in Georgia. Period. End of story. I know that. I knew this gentleman for years before this. And he just asked me that question. And, he essentially, I protect his confidence. And I haven't told anybody who he is. And, that's okay. I don't mind. And I believe it to be true. You know, ballot stuffing is going to come in many different varieties today. Particularly with the ballots. And if you watch the movie 2000 Mules. Now, I found a link on BitChute that I watched for free. It was $29.99, but now I think it's only $19.99. And, you know, I know these guys have to make their money back and they have to at least pay for all of this. But, you know, $20. Sorry. In today's world, as I said, you know, I had a link and I watched it for free, from BitChute. I think it was on BitChute for free. Modern day ballot harvesting, picking up ballots from people and then, you know, essentially filling them out and dropping them off. And they're only getting ballots and picking up ballots that are of, you know, one, how should we say it, for Democrats. Okay. I would think if you're a non-governmental organization and you receive grants that you know, you have to be bipartisan and you have to be fair and equal. But, you know, that's like in Chicago. You know, in Chicago, for example, working in the government, for volunteering for the election and helping out. You know, there are supposed to be Democrats and there's supposed to be Republicans, but that's not how it usually works. You know, it's usually almost all Republic or all Democrats and no or a few Republicans, in those slots. You know, it's usually a, volunteer gang, so to speak, that gets paid. Remember, these are paid positions. These are none of this stuff is volunteer, you know, as you're working for the government, unless you're a volunteer, that's getting paid by a third party to be an observer. But, you know, let's be honest, all these election officials that are counting ballots and picking up ballots in cars and trucks and whatever, you know, they're none of them are volunteers. They're all employees. So yeah, it's, sheer crazy. You know, one example that I really liked that was in the 2000 Mules was there was one particular Dropbox, and the Dropbox had, I don't know, 12,000, 20,000, large number of votes. It was essentially stuffed full. And, when the video cameras or the, evidence that of the ballot people that were putting the ballots in, you know, there was only like 260 people visited the ballot box, you know, yet there was 12,000. Oh, there was just some outrageous number of ballots in the thing. And it showed them unloading the ballots out of the thing. I mean, these things are stuffed to the hilt. It's, there is no confidence in our systems anymore. They're a joke. And it's like the inner cities, you know, Democrats want to do away with police and enforcement of the laws. They essentially want to do away with oversight and enforcement of election laws so they can stuff ballots. You know that once the Democrat cities become these uncontrollable, no-go zones for majority of people, that then the government will say, we need the federal police, that we need this, you know, we need this paramilitary government organization to essentially go in and control the cities. When, you know, the failure was piece by piece over time in a planned destruction. How can it not be a planned destruction with people like George Soros and the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, and then you have the parasites of today, the Bushes and the Clintons, the Gateses, and they've all sold themselves and sold their soul to the New World Order, to the world fascist government. You know, Antifa, you dipshit for brains out there in Portland. You say you're fighting fascism, but you're attacking Christians and patriotic Republicans that also stand against the world fascism. You're just the bootlickers of the idiot communists. Yeah, what is socialism? It's communism for retards. Yeah, really. You know, in the end, what we found out was that capitalism, you know, they, that They think that's communism for intelligent people and the elite. Yeah. It's all in a menagerie of bullshit that we live in. We can't get a straight government. We can't get even straight real capitalism. We end up with capitalism, and everybody moved their slave plantations to China. China's no better than the old Southern Confederacy that said they needed these slaves. They need these indentured workers. They need these people, so we're going to put them on a camp in China. You know, it's out of sight, out of mind. And, yeah, you know, hell, in China, you know, the gardener eats the baby birds out of the bird nest that's in your shrubbery. Oh, that's how, you know, cutthroat life is over in China, where you have to spend 6 months working in a factory, 12 hours a day just to get your diploma from high school. Yeah, your slave internship. Yeah, it's crazy. It is. I mean, if you've seen the quality control of some of the Chinese construction, yeah, you know, you really don't have to worry much about China's living standards because they, how should we say it, they don't have a whole hell of a lot. that's the truth, isn't it? Yeah, Fred, I found out I'm allergic to tequila. No, really? No, Fred, stay away from the tequila. Yeah, those, you end up with those bracelets on. That's not a good thing. He breaking out in handcuffs. Not good. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. If you haven't heard, the Nazis, the Euro Nazis or Ukraino Nazis, who swore they would never surrender and fight to the last man, and as the president of Ukraine has said, no Ukrainian soldier will surrender. They will stand to the last man. Well, I guess they really didn't, did they? The last at least 300 Azov fighters surrendered to Russians. Many were seriously wounded and others were taken to a compound. Now, this is not, I don't know if this is the, how should we say it? If this is the end of the fighting at the plant or these are more people that have, surrendered. Okay. So they're saying the standoff at the steelworks is over. And, anyway, the remnant of hundreds of armed Azov battalion militants, refused to surrender and come out. So evidently, you know, they did surrender. And, the, deputy defense minister, Anna Malar, confirms 53 wounded taken from the plant. Another 211 that surrendered, I guess, were taken to, Yelikov, wherever it is a like a POW camp. Hard telling what's going to happen with these guys. I'm sure they will be, try to figure out if they're really neo-Nazis and they have the tats to go with it or if who they are. You know, they're looking at a, you know, this world food crisis. They say it's being caused by Ukraine, but, you know, in reality, it's not. You know, in reality, it isn't. Okay. It's being caused by the United States of America. Period. End of story. the American Nazis, Bill Kristol, Victoria Nuland, others, you know, John Bolton. And yeah, I consider John Bolton like a Nazi foot soldier, basically, the neocon. And, you know, doesn't really have America's interest in at heart. He more has his world empire at heart. Yeah. So, it's sheer crazy. What else we got going on here? Dun, 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 dun. Dallas cops arrest suspect to an attack on three women of Korean descent. An update on the shooting in California. Shooting in California where a Taiwanese banquet at a Presbyterian church, if I remember correctly, was shot up by a Chinese citizen. A guy from communist China that was living in the United States. He was angered because China stands independent. UFO hearing set for Capitol Hill. Don't forget the Michael Sussman Hillary Clinton trial is on today, as I believe it was 28 people were selected, 28 or 38, were okayed by the defense and the prosecution teams, and the trial could literally start today. So they've essentially have picked a jury. I don't know if the jury has been set. I imagine they'll do that today. And yeah, we'll see. Well, here's the break. We're coming right back. Station Promotions coming at you right now.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Fripp Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt, yes, I've been thinking. Welcome to the crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology,
social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
One, two, three, four. I've told you so. I told you so.
Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, where we told you so. Yeah, you can go back on my LinkedIn pages. Yeah, linkedin.com, right? I post there once in a while, not much anymore, because it's such a leftist, hardcore leftist place. I really don't bother in there anymore. I've just got so much going on, and I've just got a bunch of stuff I got to do. And so time's limited. And anyway, yeah, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Anyway, I'm going to go try to look at a house today. Yeah, so this is an idea I have, you know, helping veterans. And, you know, it's I think it's just a smaller mobile home, but it needs some work. And you know, I guess the previous, whoever was there trying to live there before, trashed it before they left, or, well, it looked like the yard was. Anyway, I don't know what it might sell for or what kind of deal you could get. I could get, but fix it up and, you know, essentially, you know, give it or let veterans, you know, then stay there for free or next to nothing and at essentially a very low, low rent. And also a place for sanctuary in case a homeless veteran comes up, you know, needs a helping hand. And, you know, it's something that we all should try to be do to help each other. But that's just one thing that I can do that locally. Here's one for you. Erdogan. Yes, Recep Erdogan. You know, he slammed the door on a meeting with Sweden and Finland. They were planning to flew into Turkey on Monday. They were trying to, and Erdogan said, "Don't bother, man. Look, man, you're a hotbed for terrorism." That's right, a hotbed for terrorism. Yeah, all of those, how should we call it, NATO terror ties and CIA terror ties that reign throughout the Middle East, okay? Was it Fethullah Gulen, right? Where's he living? In the Poconos in Pennsylvania. You know, look, this dirtbag shouldn't even be here in America. And the only reason this scum-sucking asshole is because he's a CIA operative who attempted to overthrow hijack the Islamic movement and, you know, the Islamization of Turkey. Fethullah Gulen wanted to set himself up as the Supreme Gulen. I guess then we could really say if Gulen had gotten a hold of Turkey, we would have real Gulen logs. Yeah. But anyway, that sign of, that's crazy. But, you know, this is one of the, specific things that Recep Erdogan talks about. He talks about how the United States government backs terrorist groups. The PKK, I believe, is one of them. You know, those Kurdish, Kurdish separatists, you know, along the Syrian border, Syrian Iraqi border, you know, and in eastern Turkey, you know, it's been an ongoing war. Turkey has essentially, you know, invaded Syria 10 or 12 miles, calling it a, you know, a safe zone, basically, you know, a controlled border zone. And it's really not. Turkey just wants more of Syria. You know, they want to go all the way down to Idlib, but they can't control all of that. So, that, you know, they get ISIS to do it. They get al-Nusra. You know, it's not like Turkey isn't, you know, a terrorist supporting nation. It's just they're mad at the CIA terrorists that, you know, were trying to hijack the entire Islamic movement and discredit it and make it, you know, bring it in under Fethullah Gulen and make him like the Ayatollahs in Iran. But, you know, what people don't realize is that, you know, the United States is just doing what it's doing. It's trying to overthrow Syria, right? It, you know, overthrew Muammar Gaddafi. It overthrew the guy in Egypt, and they installed the Muslim Brotherhood. And the military then had to come in and say, no, we can't have the Muslim Brotherhood in charge. Yeah. You know, Iraq, years ago, Iran. Now Iran is turning into the potential shithole. Or, excuse me, that Ukraine is turning into the potential shithole that we could have got into in Iran. Except we had the Iran and Iraq war, and we supplied Saddam Hussein with weapons of mass destruction and everything else. And where did we end up with that? We had to go fight Saddam Hussein later. We armed the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. And what happened? We had to go back and fight the uncivilized militants later. Well, they're civilized, I guess, in their own little way, ain't they? Yeah. Now we're arming the neo-Nazis in Ukraine, the neocons and the neoliberals' best friends. And Democrats and Republicans don't care. They don't care. They're too worried about this. Oh, God, this massive psyop that the politicians are caught in. You gotta shut down all the arms going in to Ukraine. If the West had a brain, damn. Well, we have to understand that Europe isn't Europe. You know, Europe's essentially a puppet state of Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C. is just another puppet state of the World Economic Forum, of the United Nations. You know, just like Biden is saying that they're going to sign us onto this treaty. And that then you hear all these pundits and all these other people say, oh my God, they'll sign us onto that treaty with the United Nations and automatically the UN will come in and they'll be able to do all this stuff. And no, they won't. They will not. Just because Biden signs a treaty doesn't make it binding to the peoples of the United States and the government, period. End of story. This is the same false line that was given about the Iran nuclear deal. The same false shit that was said about the climate change deal. And Trump pulled us out of them. Remember the Iranian deal, the nuke deal that was never a deal. Remember that. That it was never a deal with Iran over the nuclear weapons when Barack Obama loaded all those billions onto pallets in cash and sent them to Iran. Now, there are a lot of conspiracy theorists and a lot of people believe that this was the deep state, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the New World Order guys, that this was their payment to Iran to work with them and help with the Golden Triangle and with the running the heroin and opium markets of the world. And that's the problem. Everywhere our government goes, there seems to be, you know, it seems to be the center of drug supply, and they're trying to control it. They're trying to profit from it. It's a sad thing. Anyway, getting back to circle back, tangent back, whatever you want to call it, to as Erdogan slammed the door on approving Sweden and Finland. Now they say, now Turkey also said, well, we can negotiate, right? So, you know, they essentially, there's 38 people or something like that, there's a bunch of people that Turkey want extradited. They want them extradited to Turkey to stand crimes. And they really have been ignoring Turkey. And so, yeah, I don't know. Don't know what's going to happen there. All I know is Erdogan is in a political position of envy for many people because, you know, he can really gather a lot of support in the Middle East and can create an Islamic army, I believe. You know, however, you know, the Sunni and the Shia, you know, basically the Catholics and the Protestants haven't come together yet and don't know if they will, in all honesty. Yeah. Wow. That guy just talked the other day about the guy that was mad because his $80 million home in California only sold for $48 million or something like that, or close to it. Now you got a home on Martha's Vineyards in the Hamptons, excuse me. And so it's sold in the pre-marketing phase for fetching close to the asking price. Asking price was $48 million, 7,000 square foot house on a 4-acre oceanfront estate in Sagaponack, New York. Anyway, Saponack, yeah. Hell of a thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You ever notice that all these people that scream about climate change and the oceans are rising and everything else that, you know, they have oceanfront villas? Yeah. Here it is. Okay, here's a whistleblower that came out with Project Veritas. Yeah, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. Here's a Twitter, does not believe in free speech.
This became Twitter's definition of free speech and Elon's definition of free speech.
Twitter does not believe in free speech. Elon didn't believe in free speech.
What do your colleagues say about it? Like,
they hate it. Some of my colleagues are like super left. You know, jobless, like, he's a capitalist. Like, we weren't really operating a capitalist mode. We were very socialist. Like, we're all like communists. I basically went and worked like 4 hours a week last quarter. That's just how it works for a company.
But Twitter is like mental health and stuff. Everything, like if you're not feeling it, you can take a few days off. You can just take a month off.
But I don't know if the two parties can truly coexist on one platform.
Yeah, there it is, huh? There's the truth, you know, the question is. You know, what does Twitter really want to do? What do liberals really want to do? And see, this is the heart of it. As I said earlier, the algorithms of Twitter and everything else, a lot of it is mind shaping and mind control. Here.
Not to censor bullying and harassment. And the idea of free speech is that you can bully and harass people. And Twitter does not believe in this value as a platform. It's not conducive to a business. If you want to run a business, like even Facebook or Instagram, they don't want people bullying and harassing, like, or even YouTube. They straight up, any toxic behavior, they're like, nope, we can't have it.
For example, like, if you bully a transgender, the right thing is okay.
No one's going to come back because Elon's coming in. They're basically, Elon has a new Trump. Because they have a leader, they feel more confident. Because how do people join platforms? They join because they want to look up to a leader who will protect them and give them safety. They didn't feel safe in the platform at that point. But now they feel safer. Now that Elon's there.
What about us?
Well, I feel less safer. It's just like a spectrum. Like, I feel like when I don't know if the two parties can truly coexist on one platform.
Oh my god, I'm at least like okay with it, but some of my colleagues are like super left.
What are they saying?
They're like, this could be my last day if it happens.
Has much changed since like Elon's coming in?
A lot of change.
a lot has changed. Like, we're stress eating a lot.
Yeah, so they're worried about losing control of your mind. That's what Twitter is worried about. That's what Facebook is worried about. That's what Democrats are really worried about. They're worried about losing control of your mind. Not you having control of your mind. That's a serious problem. And nobody in Congress, nobody in the government, nobody is talking about it. Do we even have the right to think freely if we are literally programmed, trained, groomed, codified into existence by algorithms that are designed to take our mind from one point of view and deliver it out the other end as if it's a packaged good, and that you as a person will be transformed. As I kind of talked about this, it's kind of, you know, we ongoing themes during shows that I seem to go back to. Why? I don't know. Let's see. Aurora, Colorado. False child sex abuse allegations were used as an intimidation plot against a council member who wanted the Aurora police chief fired. So the police chief had one of their friends make a call into county social services that Aurora councilwoman Danielle Jurinski had sexually abused her child. The anonymous call alleges the worker, Robin Nisita, anonymously called in a false child sex abuse allegation to her employer, the intake unit of the Aparo Child Protective Services. According to the call, falsely alleged that Jurinski repeatedly sexually abused their 2-year-old son. Anyway, the anonymous accusation then launched a 2-week child protective investigation. The Child Protective Services eventually cleared Jurinski. The councilwoman said that while the investigation was underway, she feared losing custody of her child. Anyway, as it turns out, authorities filed 2 criminal charges against Nisita, including a 6-degree felony count of retaliation against an elected official to sway their vote or opinion, and a misdemeanor charge related to her duties as a social worker, based a $4,000 PR bond, personal recognizance bond. Anyway, her intent was for her to have me lose my child. Anyway, so evidently, it's said, I don't know if it's been proved in court or such, that the police chief was involved in this somehow. And that it was a hit more than anything. Yeah, Dr. Fauci, did he just convince swing voters to pull for Trump? That's right. Dr. Fauci has said he will retire if Donald Trump is elected in 2024, and he will retire because it is very hard to demand testimony from somebody who is outside of government unless it's in a grand jury process. And then we ought to have a grand jury. We ought to have a grand jury for the COVID response and the criminal response that the government had, what the government information that the government had, and then what they actually told people. Well, it turned out to be 2 different things. And that's an abuse of power. The people cannot stand for that. We should. What else we got going on here? Wednesday, Mitch Turtle McConnell says that, we're going to vote for that Ukraine money on Wednesday. Yeah, on Wednesday. So, yeah. Rand Paul delayed it. They're going to try to use cloture and other methods of bureaucratic control to essentially push through this money. Now, you know, the first thing we should have done, we should have had a special prosecutor. We should have had a, you know, a special counsel looking at Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden family, and this, all of this Ukraine money to start with. But we didn't. And, you know, Joe Biden, as I have said before, you know, I believe these are the calms before the storm for Joe. And that, you know, within the next 6 to 7 months, you know, I expect Joe to suffer a medical issue of some sort, and that the Democrats will, you know, rally around Joe. He will not be running for reelection, but everything that has happened, and it is bad, will essentially be swept under the rug. People will forget about it. People will want to protect Joe's legacy. And the truth is, it will be used as a cover. I mean, and that's just a, you know, that's just something I see that the best political way out of all this for Democrats. Okay. Now, unless they decide to, you know, blow Joe Biden up or something, which I don't know if Democrats would even do that to their own leader. Now, they lie, cheat, and steal, you know, Bernie Sanders, but not their selected puppet. Yeah. That's the thing. Anyway, John Durham, Michael Sussman, all online today. Tonight, the Trump assassination files will be here.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear.
are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.